Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day, Yom Revi'i, the ninth day of Iyar, and the 24th day of the Omer. Today is day 578, that so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Shannon Gelman of Kehillat Chovevei Tzion in Skokie, Illinois, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. We'll be followed by Rabbi Gelman slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. These are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, which will be recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Gelman will lead us in the recitation of the Mishaberach for our dear Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the Chatufim, the hostages, which is the Mishaberach for the Shuim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'cholim, where he will pause for about 30 seconds, give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call email, you can do so at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call to receive the daily email. My understanding is that over the last few days, the IDF did share a more recent list of us, of Chayalim, of soldiers who are in need of our collective tefillot, of our prayers, and you can access that again if you are receiving the link via email, again, which you can subscribe for at ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Gelman.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman. It's a pleasure to be back. The time the Beis HaMikdash stood, so Yom Kippur Avoda, which is the one of the main subjects that is discussed in the first of this coming week's Parshiyos, Acharei Mos Kedoshim, so much of the Avoda hinged on one man, the Kohen Gadol. The nation's fate rested on his shoulders. It was so crucial that he was not only knowledgeable and capable of doing the Avoda, but that he was prepared spiritually. We were very concerned, as the Gemara talks about at length in various Masechtos, particular Masechet Yoma, about the spiritual contamination, the potential unintended spiritual contamination of Kohen Gadol, and part of that was to ensure that he would remain awake throughout the night. One of the key functions was not just the Kohen Gadol, but the Pirchei Kohuna, the young priests in training, who were enlisted to help in this critical endeavor. The Mishnah tells us that if the Kohen Gadol wanted to go to sleep, b'keshlis namnaim, he wanted to doze off, the Pirchei Kohuna makim lefonov ve'espa sereda. They would hit, make noise before him using what's called espa sereda, which some define as the middle finger, as others say it's the index finger. Ve'omrimo neshe, ishi kohen gadol, priest, sir. Amod v'hafeg achas ala ritzpa. Stand up, put your foot on the cold floor, because the cold stone would keep him up and he would be able to overcome his drowsiness. The Talmud wonders, what exactly is this maneuver these young Pirchei Kehuna, these young little priests, would do to wake him up? What is the tzreda? The Gemara defines, or Yehuda says, tzreda deda. It's some sort of the tzara, tzarasa deda, rather, the rival of one. In other words, one finger goes against the one that is opposing it, the middle finger against the thumb, or perhaps the index finger. Machlok is which one that is. And they would snap those fingers together, and then it would say, Ozo kala bechule be'rav, by smacking the middle finger back down on the palm after you snap your hands. So that would make a noise, and that would wake up the Kohen Gadol, who is nodding off in that moment. The sound would travel throughout the study hall. It's a very strange Gemara, because of the technicality involved. And Rashi makes it even more technical. He says, Sarasa shall zu espate saral zu. This finger is against this finger. I'm trying to figure out which finger you make. You oppose which finger against which finger in order to snap your fingers. And basically you have an unnecessary Rashi telling you how to snap your fingers. And a question that is asked by Rav Yosef Tzvi Salant in his Sefer Be'er Yosef, he wants to know, first of all, why does the Gemara and Mishnah make it so obscure? Makatsuri, to just say he snaps his fingers. It's a relatively straightforward process. Number one. Number two is, beyond the over-complexity and turning ourselves into a pretzel to understand snapping your fingers, why snap your fingers? You can wake him up through a myriad of ways. You can stomp your feet. You could clap your hands. You could douse him with water and achieve the same objective of waking up the Kohen Gadol. So Rav Salant's answer is a profound one. He suggests that the Gemara is actually alluding to something else. Zu keneged zu, tsara keneged tsara, that you're intentionally opposing one finger against another. A tsara is like a co-wife or almost like a rival, like Penina and Chana, who are described as being tsaros of one another. They were competing wives for the attention, affection, and children of their husband. That what is going on here is we are indicating to the Kohen something about competition, something about rivalry. And what exactly is that message? He explains further, the Gemara tells us on Daf Yud Gimel that if the Kohen Gadol is so zariz, the Kohen Gadol is probably the most scrupulous, careful, vigilant person we have in the entire temple, the entire world. If that's the case, why are we so worried that he's going to become Tamei, such that we have to separate prior to Yom Kippur, Shivas Yamim Kodim Yom Kippur, the opening Mishnah, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mebeis Lishkas Balayim, and we separate him into another chamber so that nothing happens. And then we also prepare a second Kohen, an understudy, so that Shema Ya'are Bo P'sul. Maybe something will happen to the Kohen Gadol, and we'll need another Kohen Gadol right away. So the Gemara asks, what's going to happen to him? He's the Kohen Gadol. Who's more careful than him? We have him sitting in a hermetically sealed inside this chamber, inside this vacuum where nothing Tameh can enter. What's going to happen to the Kohen Gadol? Are we really worried that he's going to fall asleep? So Rav Salant explains, based on the Gemara, Kevin da Abdinan Leit Tsara Kolshkin in his Daris today. When we prepare an understudy for the man, he will be more careful not to allow himself to unintentionally become impure. In other words, the greatest motivating factor for human beings, even the Kohen Gadol, is the knowledge that around the corner there's someone ready to replace him. That even before you get comfortable in your cushy chair, in your corner office, there is someone, and there's a whole line of people who are willing to take that place. In other words, Kohen Gadol, wake up, zu keneged zu, tsara keneged tsara. This is your competition. This is your rival. You can be replaced in an instant like that. And they snap their fingers. And the Kohen Gadol realizes on the most important day of the year that even he, with all his achievements, with all of his spiritual attainment, that which he's attained in his life, even he is replaceable. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, and reminds all of us, have to remember, there are areas and how easily we could be replaced in our professions, among our friend groups, in our community. There are people who could do what we have to do, what we could do, just as easily. Remember, on his way down to the Nova Festival, Yehuda Becher, who was killed, Hashem Kondamav, he composed a melody on the spot, and it was recorded and sent around, re-recorded by other artists. Elokai neshama, ta barasa, ta yitzarta, ta nefachtabi, ata mashamar b'kirbi. God, you created my soul. You opened it up in me. You safeguarded me. And one day, v'ata asid litlami men elachzir bilasi lavo, you might restore, you'll take it away from me, but you're going to restore it one day to me again. He was aware, uncannily, in that moment, that those were his final words, but how prophetic they were, how we have to be aware that life is temporary, 80, 90, 120 years. And in the end, how many generations after us, maybe our work won't be remembered. Maybe we will be replaced. Maybe there are people who could do what we could do just as well, if not better. And that's a humbling feeling that even the Kohen Gadol has to remind himself. On the other hand, the very same opening Mishnah teaches us the opposite message. And that is that we don't assign a replacement wife for the Kohen Gadol and a replacement wife. Why not? The Mishnah says, because we're not going to start worrying about what if the Kohen Gadol has to be married. So what if the wife passes away? Well, what if she passed away? We're going to replace another one. Aim with ourself. It's never going to end. What the Mishnah is really telling us, perhaps, is that there are certain things for which we are replaceable, and there are certain relationships in our lives for which we do not dare assign a replacement. There are certain roles and certain functions and relationships to which we are essential. There is no one else who can do that for us. And think about those relationships, right? A person goes to war, and he just got married or built a house or planted a vineyard. We send him home from battle. Why? Because in ein ani li mi li. If I am not the one to do it, who's going to do for it? Who's going to do it for me? There are certain functions in our world which demand our presence. And the Kohen Gadol has to express that idea as well. Yes, we are all replaceable. Yes, there is someone who could step in our shoes, and we have to be humble enough to be aware of that. On the other hand, there are places where if we are absent, there's a ripple effect, and there is no replacement. If I miss the minyan, will the quorum be broken? If I don't contribute to this tzedakah campaign, maybe the vital needs will go unmet. If I neglect an act of chesed, maybe someone else will not be able to fill my void. There can be no backup quarterback or understudy sometimes for our own children, for the people in our lives who call us father or mother or grandparent or uncle or aunt or sibling. Recognizing the unique value and responsibilities we have, that we are the linchpins in those relationships and those endeavors. And I think that's the dual message of this profound avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. On the one hand, recognize humbly that, yes, we are replaceable and that we do our best, but don't become too haughty. But on the other hand, recognize the relationships for which there is no replacement. I'll just close on one story which we may have heard a ton of times already, but the great Rav Rimon Shlita was asked, one of the shaylos, he was asked over the course of this terrible period of time in Israel. He was called about a month after the war began by a woman, and it was a couple of four small children, and she started to say, her husband's a commander in Gaza, and she says tearfully, they just discovered that I'm sick. And she continues that I really need my husband now. I'm under so much pressure. I have four small children at home. I want him to come home so much, but I know that if I call him, he'll come back. But I don't know if it's mutter. Is it permissible for me to take him away from the mission of Klal Yisrael, for the people of Israel? Am I allowed to selfishly call him back and prevent him from continuing to fight for Am Yisrael? Now, the answer that Rav Rimon gave is so much less important than the fact that this woman asked the shaila. People are dealing with these kinds of questions. Where are we replaceable? In whom are relationships so important that there is no one else who could fill my shoes? And that is what we dive into Hashem, the master of the world, to bless our soldiers, to bless their wives, to bless a whole nation who understands the real definition of purpose, of mission, to bless us to be able to understand that priority. Where are the things that I can dispose of, that I can put down, that's all right if someone else steps in? And where are the areas that if not me, then who else will be there? And Hashem should bless us to know that difference. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to recite Tehillim. Tehillim Chaf. L'Matzeach Mizmor LeDavid. Ya'ancha Adonai B'yom Sarah Esagevcha Shem Elohe Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh U'mitzion Yisadecha. Yizkor Kol Minchosecha Ve'olascha Yidash Nesela. Yitem Lecha Kilvavecha L'chol Asasecha Yimalei. Nirana Vishua Secha Vashem Elohenu Nigal Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalo Secha. Atayadati Kiyoshi Adonai Meshicho. Yanei Mishmei Kocho Vigruos Yishayni No. Eilev Arecha Veilev Asusim Anachnu Vashem Adonai Elohenu Nazkir. Hema Kravan Alfalu Vanachnu Kama Vinizodad. Adonai Oshia Melech Yaneinu Vyom Koreinu. Tehillim Chaf Gimel. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Roi Lo Echzar. Bino Teshe Yar Bivseini Amei Menucho Sina Haleini. Nafshi Yeshovei Vemcheni Bemaglei Tzedek. Leman Shemo. Gam Ki Eilech Vegeisa Maves Lo Ira Ra Ki Ata Imadi. Shiftecha O Mishantecha Heima Yenachamuni. Ta'aroch Lefanai Shulchan Neged Sorerai. Ishanta Bashemen Roshi Koti Revaya. Achtova Chesed Yirdefuni Koye Mechayai. Deshavti Bevei Sadunoi Liorech Yamim. Tehillim Kufchaf Aleph. Shir Lamalos. Etzai Ne'ari Mi'an Yavo Ezri. Ezri Mi'im Adunoi Ose Shamayim Va'aretz. Al Yitein Lamad Raglecha Ayanum Shomrecha. Hinei lo yanum velo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilcha, yad yeminecha. Yomam Hashem eshli akeka, v'yareach balayla. Adonai yishmarcha mikora yishmar es nafshecha. Adonai yishmar tzeyzcha vo'echa, me'ata v'ad olam. Tehillim Kuf Lamed. Shir ha'malos mimakim krasicha Adonai. Adonai shima v'kolit, yenazecha kashu v'olse kol tachnunai. Im avonos tishmor ya Adonai mi amav. Kim chas licha leman tivarei. Kivisa na kivsa nafshi v'livoro chalti. Now she Ladonai Shamrin Laboker, Shamrin Laboker. Yachel Yisrael Ladonai, Kimazanoi Achesed Varbe Mal Fedus. Behu Yivdez Yisrael Mikol Avonosav. Tilim Kuf Membeis. Maskila David Biyosa Bimara Sifila. Koli Ladonai Yazar, Koli Ladonai Yeschanan. Eshbach lefanat vichi, sarasi lefanat vagid. Vizatev alai ruchi viyazihat hayadat anasivasi. Borech zu alech tamu fachli. Habeit yamin urei veini makir. Avad manos mimeni ein doresh lenashi. Zaakti elecha adunoi amartya tamachsi. Chalki vieret sachayim. Hakshiva urinasi kitalosi meyod. Hatzilena mirodfai ki amtsu mimeni. Hotzia mimazgir nafshi el halot eshemecha. Biachtiru tzadikim ki sigmol alai. Achenu kobeis Yisroel. Hanesunim betara uveshivya. Haomdin ben bayam uvein bayabasha. Hamakom yirachem aleim yotzeh misara levacha. Umiafel aliyora. Umishivu legeula hashta. Vagala uzman karibin umar amein. As for our brothers, the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon. Let us say Amen. Mishaberach for the Chayalei Tzahal. Mishaberach avosinu Avram tov Yaakov. Uyivarech es Chayalei Tzahal genal Yisrael anshei kochos avitachon amdim amish ar artenu. Amen. Mishaberach l'shvuyim for those being held in captivity. Mishaberach avosinu Avram tzavi Yaakov, Yosef Moshe v'Aaron davro shlomi v'orech v'yishmor v'yimtzores nedrei tzva'agana l'yishor shvuyabes kolachkenu hanesunim b'tzara u'b'shivya v'avor shekol ha'kahal ha'kadosh hazem yispalel b'avuram kadosh baruch v'yimalei rachim u'maleyem v'yotzim mechoshech v'tzalmabes Moshe v'sem yinatek u'mutokosem yoshiyem Bishivei mehem lachem mishchoseyem, yodgol nai chastob niflosab lizne adam, vikul mehem mikra shekasu uftuye adonai yeshuvunu valtzin berina, v'simchas olam al rosham, sasom v'simcha yasigu, v'naf yirom v'nacha, v'nomar amein. And now Mishaberach l'chon. Mishaberach alosinu Avram tzavi Yaakov, Moshe Avaron davro shlomo yivorech, yirpesach olim. Kadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lachlimalu Rafam Lachaskam Ulachsiosam Yishlach Lahem Mehera Rafua Shalema Min Hashamayim Lachol Evarehem V'chol Uchol Gideihem V'soch Sha'ar Cholei Yisrael Rafua Sanevesh U'Rafua Sagof Hashta Bagala Uzman Kariv V'nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Gelman. Truly appreciate having you on, and we look forward, please God, in your Hashem, to having you back on the program in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillah Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow and Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, physic, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.